page 33. 2.4. 2. Which of the types of media do you always, never, sometimes, usually use to learn the news, find out information for homework, watch films, listen to music, watch TV shows, read for entertainment? Tell your partner. Reading. 3. Which types of mass media do Paul and Steve like? Why? 1.23. Listen and read the blog entries to find out. 4. Read and write in your notebook. Who? 1. Spends a long time surfing the net. 2. Likes reading about computer games. 3. Doesn't often use their smartphone. 4. Uses the internet to learn new things. 5. What pros and cons does each person mention to support their views? Grammar. Singular, plural nouns. 6. Read the theory. Find examples in the blog in X. 3. Some nouns are in a plural form, but take a singular verb, for example. Athletics, billiards, darts, news. The news is shocking. Some nouns always appear in plural form and take a plural verb, for example. Congratulations, jeans, scissors, shorts, stairs, trousers. His trousers are in the wardrobe. Some nouns can have both singular and plural forms, but they have a different meaning. Compare. This glass is Anna's. I can't find my glasses. 7. Fill in is or are. Write in your notebook. 1. These new headphones. Better than my old ones. 2. I think maths. A difficult subject. 3. Gymnastics. Her favorite activity at the Olympic Games. 4. Where? The scissors? 5. Careful. My sunglasses. On that chair. 6. Measles. Not a very common illness these days. 7. Those pajamas. Very old. Why don't you buy a new pair? 8. Aerobics. A fun way to exercise. Speaking and writing. 8. Design your class magazine. Think about title front and back covers sections. Decide which students can work on each section. Prepare the first issue of your class magazine. Compare with another group. 9. Which is your favorite magazine? Why? Write an email to your English friend expressing your opinion.